The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome, everybody. It's another edition of Need to Know. Kip Kiefer with you on this Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. We are getting cranked up and ready for a brand new week of issues and answers. Also, just as we always strive to accomplish on this show, give you some things to talk about and think about, most importantly, making your own decisions and forming your own opinions, absolutely critical to your success, not only as an American, but as a person. Don't be bamboozled and bullied into having opinions that others force upon you. The best thing you can do is gather all the information you possibly can, try to educate yourself and be the most informed person you can be, and sit down and contemplate things and come up with your own positions. Because at the end of the day, we live in too much of a sheep mentality in this day and age. We can see it in all of these just asinine displays of sheer stupidity, really, of people ranting and raving and being upset about things that they really have not investigated on their own. They listen to second, third, fourth hand information. They, you know, think in snapshots. They don't think of the overall picture. And if you just take immediate snapshots and react to those, it is not a good thing for you or your family or friends or society or America in general. So my compelling message today is, as it always is on Need to Know, I'm going to give you some information today, hopefully to clarify some things that have been distorted. But again, I'm not in any position to tell you how to think or what to think. I just ask you to think and make your opinions your own and don't be influenced by others. You know, it's kind of a funny term in this day and age that we live in a time where people are identified as social media influencers. And I guess influence has always been kind of a positive thing. Influences from successful or dynamic people, influence from innovators, influence from people with vast experience and knowledge. That's a good thing. Influencers that try and become popular by espousing views that, you know, maybe they don't even believe, but it's a marketing tactic to try and become an influencer. I don't think that's really a very good place these days for people to allow themselves to be influenced by. Again, think for yourself. Form your own opinions. If you do have mentors, if you do have people you look up to and respect, and if somebody in this kind of social media era is someone that you find credible and you find to be a reliable source of information and perspective, then by all means, let them influence you. But don't fall into the trap of people saying, hey, you got to listen to so-and-so. She knows what she's talking about, or he knows what he's talking about. We talked about last week the young pop singer who I don't really know much about, Chapel Roan, going on the She's Your Daddy podcast, saying how awful child birth and the experience of her friends having children is like them living in hell. If that kind of is, if that's influencing young women to make decisions that they don't want to have a family, that really is irresponsible influencing, in my opinion, because I don't care. Chapel Roan is privy to her opinions. She says she'll never have children. The birth rate in this country is down. The whole assault on the family unit is ongoing. That's the kind of negative influences that I'm talking about. That if young women are listening to somebody who they think is a good singer, or has the ability through some other ways to gain fame and fortune, and they start spouting off their opinions, people do not need to be influenced by that mentality. We've been seeing it from Hollywood for years. These are people that really can't give you any basics at all in terms of structures of government, American history, perspectives on how we've gotten to where we are. They have an ideology. They spout the same crap. They do not have any facts to back these things up. And yet millions of people are influenced because somebody was good in a movie or, is good looking. That's he's talking about negative influences. You've got right now Luigi Mangione, who is not an everyman. He comes from a multimillionaire family in Maryland. He savagely in cold blood shot a man in the back on the street of New York City. And now he's considered a cult hero because he was fighting back because this guy was a healthcare executive and he was making a statement for everybody who's being denied healthcare and benefits by these evil conglomerates that all have made all of their money through the influence and the buying and selling of politicians in Washington. The corruption, the evil emanates from those circles. For this guy to kill this father of two, getting out of a car, attending a conference in New York right on the city street, was a cowardly, savage thing to do. And now, because this guy is good looking, just like when the bomber of the Boston Marathon, the two brothers, I think they were the Sarajev or something brothers, but one of those guys is on a video of placing a bomb in a bag right at the feet, basically, of a family within 3 or 4 feet of a 7-year-old. And when that device ignited, that child was killed. And a lot of other people right in that area were badly injured. But that guy, after he ran over his own brother trying to get away from police that had tracked them down a couple days later, he was eventually arrested, wounded, hiding in a garage in Pennsylvania somewhere. He had gotten into somebody's garage and crawled up under the cover of their boat where he was detected. But this guy, less than 6 months later, posing like Jim Morrison's famous cover shot back in the 1970s, was put on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine like he was some kind of idol figure. And, all these young girls were swooning, wanting to get his contact information. This guy was a cold-blooded killer of people on the street to root on marathon runners, including a 7-year-old boy who they placed a bomb basically right at his feet. This guy should not have been celebrated. These kind of influences from these kind of outlets and people are despicable, disgusting, and have to go away. So that's a long preface to what I wanted to talk about today. It's amazing. Last week, we touched on the fact that the Democrat Party had embraced the great martyr of this evil Trump administration, who are actually deporting people, sending criminals, gang members, people that are a danger to all of our safety and security. These illegal immigrants, many, and I just did it again. I'm falling into the trap because it's just the narrative. These are not illegal immigrants. Immigration, that's a contradiction of terms. It is not illegal immigration, because immigration is a legal process. So it's not illegal immigration. It is illegal invasion. It is intrusion. It is criminal activity for these people to come into our country, not be documented, not be accounted for. They were referred to during the ridiculous 4-year pseudo presidential term of Joe Biden, which he was not in charge and was not did not have the capacity to even hold the title in ceremonial ways. But that is the reality. They were referred to as gotaways. These were people who had criminal histories that avoided detection at the border and got into this country. And they have no rights as far as the Constitution, the Democrat Party, starting with this guy, Kilmer Braga Garcia, who was referred to not as a criminal invading alien and not as an MS-13 gang member. He was referred to in the mainstream press, controlled by the left, controlled by the Democrat Party, as a Maryland dad, husband and father in Maryland. And he was plucked up by the evil Trump administration, and he was deported to, God forbid, his home country, where he came from, El Salvador. And they were just outraged. This guy, this is such a travesty of justice. If this guy can be plucked off the street, this innocent husband and father in Maryland can be removed from this country, we are all in jeopardy. Who's going to be next? If anybody disagrees with the Trump administration, are they going to be put in shackles and sent to an El Salvadorian prison? The ladies on The View were talking about they're probably in grave danger of being plucked off the street by the ICE agents, who are immigration officials. They are not targeting American citizens. They will not target American citizens. Those suggestions are absolutely absurd. So now what's happened just a short week later? Well, all of a sudden, look who's being backed off of. The Democrats, the mainstream press, as more and more evidence mounts, because remember last week, he was just an alleged MS-13 gang member. Nobody has provided definitive proof. When I posted on social media that it was outrageous that the left and the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, all of the all-stars on that side of the aisle, were screaming bloody murder, that this is a terrible thing. This guy did not have his day in court. He did not have due process. This is an absolute constitutional crisis. This is the beginning of the end of democracy. Trump is taking the steps that they warned you he would take, that he's becoming a dictator. That's what he wants to be. He wants to be king. He wants to have absolute power. That has been the narrative. Now, a week later, not the same story. Now, Garcia, even Van Hollen, the senator from Maryland, who couldn't wait to get on a plane with a videographer to capture all of the images of him crusading for this poor Maryland resident, one of his constituents, a Maryland resident who's not, and this is very important, you can't be a Maryland resident if you're not a U.S. citizen. This guy is not a U.S. citizen. He is an illegal invader in this country, and he's a gang member. And those facts have come out that his MS-13 activities, all the markings, all of the people that he associated with. The MS-13 gang doesn't have casual buddies that they hang out with. When he was rounded up with four or five other MS-13 gang members, and he already had his day in court, quote unquote. In 2019, he had two administrative hearings, one before an immigration official and the second one between an immigration appeals. He was ordered deported, and later a third judge allowed him to plead his hardship case that he can't go back to El Salvador because there was a rival gang there, a rival gang. This is the Maryland dad, and they'd had disputes with his family, and if he went back there, it would be a death sentence. So they froze the immediate deportation order, and 5 or 6 years later, this guy resurfaces as the Maryland dad who's removed because in those 4 years of the pseudo Biden administration that was completely being run like an absolute third world country, this guy was just ignored, allowed to continue his criminal activities and conduct his pretend life as a Maryland husband and father. It came to light that recordings from court proceedings of his wife pleading for protection orders and restraining orders to keep him away from her because he had beat her so severely several times. Now she's recanting those statements, saying, well, he was under a lot of pressure then. He was under scrutiny from the immigration authorities. It was just, that's why she said, I chose not to further pursue these actions. But all of that is on tape. This is the same group of people who stood on the mountaintop and said, me too, women should be believed no matter what their situation is about the horrible specter of spousal abuse. And it is a horrible specter. And I always urge you to form your own opinions, but share mine on this. Any man who strikes a woman is a no good piece of shit. I'm sorry. That's the bottom line. I don't like to use foul language on this show, but I have no regard for any man who strikes a woman under any circumstances. That right there tells you everything you need to know about Abrega Garcia. And if that's not enough, there were allegations that he was heavily involved in human trafficking. Now, have you seen the body cam footage from the state trooper in Tennessee who pulled him over in 2022 for speeding? There were eight people in the car that he was driving. That's hard to believe. It sounds like a circus act. None of these people had identification. None of these people had luggage. When questioned, he acted like he really didn't understand English. His answers were kind of brief and stupid. The officer said, where did you come from? He said, Missouri. This is my boss's car. He said, well, who's all these people? I'm driving them to Maryland. Okay. They don't have any luggage. They don't have any IDs. He goes back, this trooper, and's talking to his guy in the car, his partner. And so, well, you know what we got here? This is human transportation. This is human trafficking. Go ahead and let's contact the federal authorities. They get hold of the FBI. The FBI tells them that ICE will be dispatched. But for now, the FBI, the premier law enforcement agency, and this guy has no license. He says, well, my license has been suspended. And when the officer asks if anybody else in the car has a license, no one does. No identification in a group of nine people traveling across various states, and the FBI directive, just go ahead and let them go on their way. We'll follow up on this. There was no follow-up. The Tennessee troopers did as they were instructed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They let them, an unlicensed driver with eight people with no identification who had just been speeding. If that was me or you, if we'd been speeding and we didn't have a license and we had some lame ass story about how this is our boss's car and we're just driving these people to Maryland with no information, this was clearly human trafficking. There's no question about it. And if you look at the video, it is so obvious it just slaps you in the face. But it's a commentary on where our country was in this period during the Biden administration, which again always makes me uncomfortable to say that, because it was not the Biden administration. It was the third term of the Barack Obama administration, with all of the officials that were on the cabinet calling the shots former Obama personnel. It was also the extreme left's administration with all of the millions and millions of dollars infused by major corporate interests, by extreme left-wing elites like the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, who is the biggest radical piece of garbage in the country right now, calling for civil unrest and disorder because Donald Trump must be taken down. This guy has got more money than anybody, and he is a extreme left winger. So, you know, don't buy the banana from the Democrats that they are the party representing the people, that they are fighting against Donald Trump and the oligarchs controlling the country. The biggest oligarch on the planet is named George Soros, and he is funding all of this activity, all of these fake protests, all of the campus unrest. Everything that's going on in this country is being funded by the mirror image of what they say in the Democrat circles that they are fighting against. And let me explain to you why the whole due process argument is total BS, because I'm sure that many of you don't really, and again, this is no indictment. This is our education system not teaching civics, not equipping people with what they need to know about their own country and their own government. Let me explain to you the difference between a criminal situation and where due process, you are guilty, you are not guilty until proven innocent in that situation in our judicial system. What is happening in terms of immigration has nothing to do with the judicial system. It is not a function of the judicial system. The immigration process are administrative hearings. They are not criminal or civil proceedings. These are situations where the people hearing these cases are not technically judges. They are hearing officers. And when you have a person that's illegally in this country who comes under scrutiny from the authorities, a hearing administrator can hear that case and decide if there's any merit to a deportation order from the executive branch, because that's who these guys work for. The hearing officers work for the Department of Justice under the executive branch of the government. These are not judicial proceedings. These are not innocent till proven guilty. These are not a jury of their peers. These are not examinations and cross-examinations. This is a review of who this person is and what they're doing here and why they can be removed. And there's an appeal process. Another hearing administrator is in charge of that. This guy, Garcia, flunked both of those tests and should have been sent out of the country. Not to mention the fact the Trump administration, and it's already been ruled valid by the Supreme Court, is taking advantage of a constitutional provision that was added in 1798, which permits the deportation of illegals in this country who the executive, the president, considers, and the Secretary of State considers a dangerous threat to the safety and security of the country. The Supreme Court upheld the administration's right to do that. So when you hear that there's been massive deportations and these poor people have not had their day in court, they have not had due process. If they're here illegally, they are not subject to due process. They're not American citizens. They do not have a right to be here. And they are criminals just in the fact that they are here illegally. And that's the big fact that everybody is missing. This is not court procedures. If you're accused of a crime, you're not going to go before an administrative hearing officer who's employed by the Department of Justice. You're going to enter into the court system, the judicial branch, and it's a whole separate operation. They are not related. The immigration hearing officers and a sitting judge are not the same thing. So, with all that being said, let me just give you this quick snippet of information. In the 8 years of the Barack Obama administration, over three million people from other countries that had entered this country illegally were deported. 3 million under the Obama watch. Barack Obama, extreme left, supported by the extreme left, canonized, let's say, by the extreme left, deported 3 million people, and they did not get their day in court. They did not have due process because they were found to be in the country illegally. The Immigration Department did its job. They got them out. And this was under the Obama administration. And the same people that were serving in that administration are the ones standing up, pounding on tables, saying this is a constitutional crisis. This is the beginning of the end for democracy. No, folks, the constitutional crisis are these leftist complete jackals trying to usurp your rights as an American citizen. And can you imagine getting their wish here and putting these people in the judicial system for review of all of this? That Alien Discharge Act that was enacted in 1798, an add-on to the original Constitution, was found to be valid. Just like Obama, Trump is absolutely within his executive power to have his Department of Homeland Security and ICE and the DEA and all the other agencies, when they come across criminal aliens. And these are not just people that are illegally in the country. Right now, the priority is to get all of these people out of the country that have criminal records in their home countries and have had criminal proceedings in this country. Many of whom have been arrested numerous times, have just gone through the revolving door of these sanctuary cities. They have been shielded by ICE in many cases. And in the recent example in Wisconsin, the Judge Dugan actually was outraged that ICE officials were waiting outside to arrest and probably deport a suspect who was being tried in her court that day for extreme assault and battery on two people, where he beat a husband, it might have been a boyfriend, girlfriend, but it was a man and a woman. He beat both of them severely. They were in court to testify. They were just starting the proceedings when she was informed that ICE was in the hallway. She went out there and screamed at them, told them that they would have to go down and see the head judge of that particular district. And when she went back in the courtroom, she adjourned and told the lawyer and the suspect that was ICE was there to detain to come with her. She took them back in the back parts of the courthouse, back to a private entrance and exit that the jury only has access to. And officer of the court, she opened the door and told them, get out of here, get away, because they're getting ready to take you away. She aided and abetted against federal law a suspect in her own courtroom who was there to be tried on serious assault and battery charges, and she turned him loose with his lawyer to try to make a run for it. Thankfully, ICE officials had figured out what was going on. They immediately dispatched a lot of their agents out, and a chase on the public streets ensued, and thank God there was no injuries to any citizens. What this judge did was completely irresponsible and unbelievably illegal. She obstructed justice. She aided and abetted a felon and a criminal litigant in her own courtroom to get him away from the prospect of being taken away by the federal authorities, which is a blatant violation of federal law. She was arrested. Now they're screaming all over the place on the leftist side that judges are being persecuted. You've got Chuck Schumer coming on one of the shows this weekend saying, thank God when we had control, we put 225, get ready for this, progressive judges in place. A judge should not be selected based on their politics or ideology. A judge should be selected for a federal court appointment based on their record of upholding the law and adhering strictly to the United States Constitution. For Chuck Schumer to say, we successfully put 225 progressive judges in the federal court system, is just something that should offend the hell out of every American. If a conservative said, well, this is good, we've got all these conservative judges that we've put on the court, you know, the whole system, and the forefathers knew this, the whole system is put into terrible jeopardy if we get into a posture where we're only appointing judges not based on their legal qualifications, but on their politics. It's absolutely unconscionable to think about, and that's what's happening. Remember our great presidential candidate from last time, Kamala Harris, when she was first appointed to the Senate. One of the first things that came up was the appointment by President Trump of Neil Gorsuch, one of the most qualified legal minds in the country, had been a professor of law at several Ivy League institutions, which are far left, of course, by the way. Gorsuch his record as a judge was impeccable. He had never, his overturn rate as a lower court, a federal court judge by the Supreme Court, was one of the statistically best of all time, which meant he always ruled correctly based on the law. And Kamala Harris, who was the former Attorney General of California, a lawyer herself, actually said, and you can look it up and hear the soundbite, I cannot vote for the confirmation of Judge Gorsuch because he makes decisions based on legalisms, not what's in the best interests of people. And there, folks, is the root cause of everything that's wrong right now, because the executive elected by a major majority by the American people, carrying 90% of American counties in the last election over this brilliant dim-witted bulb called Kamala Harris. When she says he makes rulings based on legalisms, not what's best for people, that puts it all in a beautiful package with a big bow on top of what is wrong with this ideology of people. Because if you're an American citizen, I don't care what your politics are, and you're accused of a crime, you want somebody on that bench who's going to uphold your legal rights and adhere to the Constitution when they hear and make rulings on your case. And if you're somebody like me, who's more on the conservative side, or if you're an extreme left winger, if you get a judge who you don't agree with and who doesn't share your particular ideology, and he makes or she makes decisions based on what's their opinion of your politics and your ideology on, and not the legal structures and the Constitution, you're up the creek, folks, without a paddle. Every American should demand that only the most qualified legal minds be on the court. And once they're on the courts at the lower levels, you can't do this in the Supreme Court level, because those people have to be completely free and at liberty to make the legal decisions that they are qualified for by reaching that high plane. But when a judge gets a certain amount of overturns, the percentage gets to an extent where almost every ruling they make gets overturned by the next highest level of court, or by the appellate court, or ultimately the Supreme Court, that those judges can be ultimately removed. Because to give these people lifetime appointments to basically be politicians making ideological and political decisions on the bench is the poison pill that will take down everything we're trying to accomplish as a nation. That's some of the things that were on my mind today. It is perfectly clear, if you really give it some thought, as to what's happening here. This Democrat Party stands for nothing. It only stands for the leadership right now in the Democrat and leftist agenda. The leader of that party right now, unbelievably, is Donald J. Trump, because it's Donald J. Trump who is setting the tone for everything Democrats are doing, because anything and everything that Donald Trump is prescribing and is enacting and is supporting is opposed by the Democrat Party. So he is the leader, and anything he says or does is immediately opposed by the Democrats, despite the fact that the American people have given him a mandate and his approval ratings are strong. All of this economic disarray that they're trying to play up is a big myth. Really, the bottom line is Congress, the ball's in their court. If they can get this bill through that will permanently cut your taxes, leaving the tax cuts from 2017 in place that are due to expire at the end of the year, and believe me, every American is rooting for that to happen. Do you want to pay four or five more times taxes next year? And that's what's going to happen if this doesn't get enacted. It's going to slash corporate taxes, which is going to bring manufacturing and jobs back to America, because with the implementation of tariffs, if products are made and manufactured in the United States, providing great economic opportunities for Americans, there won't be any tariffs or any price increases on those goods. It will just be a huge stimulus for the economy. It frees up energy. It deregulates so many of the things that this bureaucrat nightmare state has put in under these last 4 years of void of leadership. They just had a field day putting in all of their leftist nonsense, telling you what you can drive, what you can cook on, what kind of a unit can heat or cool your house. It is time to give this country back to the people who own it. You, me, Tony Curry, anybody within sound of my voice today, we own this country, not a bunch of leftist, socialist, ridiculously ideologically flawed individuals and foreign influences who are pumping in billions of dollars to this country to try and make the Constitution and all of the principles we're founded on collapse. You talk about a constitutional crisis, there's your constitutional crisis. Stand up, Think about these things and don't let it happen on your watch. I'm Kip Kiefer. That's what you need to know. We'll be back next week.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.